that. Then we take a little salt over the head and put in the water. It melts. So that it's called tok. Tok means...
It's...
What is it called?
I was going to say...
It's not in your... This thing, so I can't explain. So that you have melted...
Charm? A
spell? Yeah, a spell that was... spell means you have not done anything, but we say... No, yes.
Prevention,
that's right, prevention. So anything, nothing evil should happen to this person anymore, any actions, anything, nothing. But should be safe like that, you know. So the culture has given us to eggs that these eggs you did. We call it Najirutarvan. You don't have the word and the thing, so I'm going to tell you.
Do that
instead of salt, that the egg. Egg is a living thing, you know, so it's better. So that's to do it at night. I have to go in the afternoon, but you all do it by the evening, it should be done, sunset time. So she told me. I said, all right. And I kept it on my, in our bedroom, there was shells, not in the kitchen, it was a bit warm there. So our shells are cold, so I keep it there nicely in one place. And all. We had very little fun. What do you call it?
Furniture.
No, odds and ends. No, we didn't have many things, boxes or this and that. And there was plenty of space, the space for the eggs also, and there's a powder box all here, this and so on. And then Koshi went up saying goodbye to Baba. But what happened was this. Baba had his food at 4:30. It was late. Baba had his food at 6:30 that day. So he ate late. And Baba ate well, and very little of bhindi, and this tiny bit of meat was left, and a little bit of bhindi. So we brought it to the kitchen, and then we kept it. And Baba, of course, that time Baba's own brother, Jal, used to be with Baba for the night, you know, to be there. So Bhau, I don't know, he hasn't come as yet, joined the ashram. But Baba's brother Jal used to be with Baba, maybe all night, or that I don't know. Anyway, he was there. So, it was now evening time, it was 7:30. We said, now we also start eating, finish eating, and so on. So it was nearly getting 8. And we saw that, we ate, and then little bit of Baba's food was now lying. We had no fridge there, anything. And Baba's thing that bindi that was over, this okra, it'll get bad by tomorrow. So, and Baba has not asked for it, and Baba has eaten well and eaten late. So, well means a little bit more than everything. And it was late, Baba ate, and Baba hasn't asked for it. It's past 7 o'clock. He used to ask by 7:30, but it was past that time. It's getting to 8, and Baba has not asked. So he said, now, they shared amongst like prasad, you know. So we shared the thing amongst us, very little was. It was from Baba's plate, so we had our food and little prasad, Baba's food. And we had just finished eating. We finished eating, and Baba sent word to say that Baba wants the bindi that was over. You can imagine what we felt like. Oh, but every day we kept it, and Baba never asked for it, you know. And today, and we saw that Baba had eaten late, and it's 8 o'clock, and Baba has not asked. That means he doesn't want to ask. He must be resting. Now what to do? And we had nothing in the house, you know. Our food was not something that Baba wanted, potatoes and all that. Baba didn't want that, and so on. And he wanted bindi. What to do? Then at last, then the idea came. You know, I said, told Gavesh, tell Baba that we have eggs in the house. Can we make eggs for him? All the bindis are there. And we told that we had the like prasad and bindi, but we have eggs. Baba, would you like? Baba said, "Well, yes, Baba would like to have eggs." Oh, then we were happy. We quickly scrambled the eggs, you know, because Baba wanted plain, not fried things the night time. So we scrambled the eggs with nice butter and salt, you know, nice. We made, and we took it, and Baba was quite happy with bread. He ate it.
Eggs.
That night. So, horses was good. Horses kept those eggs, no? for different reasons, but came useful for Baba's food, you know what I want to say? So he was so happy that Horses thought about bringing these two eggs. It was very funny that time. When we told Baba, Baba also was much amused. See how it is that we must keep it always.
Horses wanted to go like this.
Yes, yes. To take down the whatever it is. Najar means evil eye, whatever. But the eggs, but they came useful for Baba to eat them. Baba, what we would have done, I don't know if the eggs were not there that day. So the situation was saved.
When he would eat that bindi, he would never eat chapati.
I think a little bit bread, Baba, it's slice or two.
He couldn't chew
it. No, bindi was soft, not dry. Soft, with a little bit gravy sort of, you know, meat and bindi together, cooked. What do you call it? Soft means?
Yeah.
Not dry side on liquid side.
He would never eat chapati.
Never chapati, never. Bread, Baba, eat bread. Or rice. But in the evening, we bread that time. In the afternoon, rice. So it was very funny. It's a good caution to get those two eggs. And good, we remember we had the eggs. I don't remember.
Baba ate bindi and meat every day?
Yeah, every day.
For days?
Without missing every day. Yes, for days. All the time, even Ganesh came. And then one time, that was first, in 57. 57 and 58, then we went back in 15, Baba went to, yes, West. When was it? No, let me see. Yes, no, 58 March, 31st, no, 21st of March is our New Year, Irani, Persian New Year. So it was sometime before that we were asked to come earlier because it was Roshan, you know Roshan, Sham's wife, she was to be married. So we went to Ganeshkin again. The place was given to us to stay with Baba. We stayed there and so on. So we went, the wedding was to take place in town. We were not to attend the wedding. But in the evening there was to be Kavali here. And Mandli was staying in that cottage there. So we were to go to Kavali to hear the Kavali. But in the morning there was no program. So like every day, but then the Bombay people had come for the wedding, you know, like Arnava's family and some others. So they had come then, Baba then went to the Mandi to be with them in the morning. So we took these girls now, what was in the house, just talk, instead we went in the garden, we want to show them the garden, how nice it was, come on, we show the river and so on. So we took them all there, but it was the time for grapes. So there were people there who showed us, do you want grapes? Oh yes, the on the platter, lovely green leaves and bunches of grapes and all, very lovely. And the shady trees there were, so under that shady tree there were benches. We were serving grapes and they were all enjoying the grapes. But before we could eat even half of that, they just started eating. When the message came, someone came running, that Baba wants everybody, come quick. Oh, with a grape and all that, they're all running, what to do with this? Some people threw it in the basket, it was too funny, but nobody could enjoy the grapes. Anyway, we all ran back from the garden, run quickly, cooking some in the sari, some in the frocks and so on, any dresses and so on, and then we came to the cottage. Why we were called was, they wanted to show us film. So we were all in this drawing room, there's a smallish. One side we were, and I don't know where the men were. Anyway, we were comfortably seated, and so on. And then Sham, means Roshan's husband, he had taken this picture on a small screen. He showed us Mehrabad and so on, Mehrazad, and his own house and his scooter, and he had this dog Brownie that we had given him. Gaima's place, we had given this nice dog that belonged here, but was puppy, and we gave it to them to keep it because we were going somewhere else. So that dog and was in the. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Scooter. Whose scooter did I forget? Must be Sham's only. So the Brownie is on sitting in the sidecar. I think there was sidecar. So the Brownie was sitting sidecar, and Gaima was told to come and play, so they're taking the pictures, so Gaima is very shy. So she, and Manu will come, and so Manu is laughing and playing with the dog. You know, in the picture, they look rather shy. You can see that they're shy, like me, you know, rather self-conscious. Anyway, that picture was nice. There's other scenes and all that. Anyways, the Baba wanted all the women from Bombay now to be there. And yes, after the picture was finished and all that, it was very nice. We talked some there with Baba for a little while. Then Baba said, in the evening all, now you're leave, but in the evening all come here in time for the Kavali and so on. So they went back. All the guests were coming, so the Kavali was in the next house. That time, it was the next cottage, we went there. Very nice. So that was 1958. That Baba, I tell you, Baba was eating bindi. Now he ate Baba's and the ex came. So that was 1958. Then what happened was this. In the evening, then the food that was cooked for the the wedding, that food came. You know, the water was presented. The ice cream also came. So we girls had our share and all that. Then in the evening, by 4 o'clock we must finish eating and all that, 4:30. Then from 5 on, the Kavali singing, Baba was in the room with men, we women, side room. So we heard the Kavali song and we would peep to see Baba, but we could see very little of Baba. Anyway, then that was 58, and then from there we went to Mahabaleshwar. And that was in 58, let me see. Yes. Shyam had given us very lovely, camera that belonged to them just for us to use in Mahabaleshwar, take some good shots of us girls in Mahabaleshwar and Godmother. So we had the camera. But when to use the camera? We were not going out at all. Baba was not walking. He had this hip hurt, and so Baba could not walk. Otherwise, in Mahabaleshwar, Baba had such lovely long walks. Baba loved to walk, so we did not feel like going anywhere. We did not go. Baba can't walk, so why should we go for walks? So we never went out of the house, not even the garden, anywhere. We were inside the house. The house was nice and big. There's a terrace at the back from where you can see the lake and the golf links, what is it called, links. Anyway, so on. We did a bit of sewing, stitching, reading, whatever we did. We passed the time somewhere. Baba knew that we are not going out and all that. We didn't make a show of it, but naturally we didn't want to. So then what happened was this, the one day Baba said that in the car we all go together. So we were just 4 of us, Naja, Mani, Meru, myself and Gavir, 5. And Rano, 6 years, 6. And with Baba. I don't know how we fit in the car, that I don't know. Anyway, we went in the car to Florence Hall. Baba said, we'll see the Florence Hall. They say it is renovated. It's been sold to some other people. So we went to this place and, you know, we saw, we got down, you know, we made bold to go down. It was supposed to be given to Christian society. What was it called? Not priests. Who are they?
Theology.
Seminary. They came for summer vacation. But this was, we were early there in March, you see, and it was rather cold. Like this was in March, it was cold, and so on. And our house was built rather on the top. So we saw only the, top of the, you know, trees? Uh-huh. All the tops of the trees we could see. And no scenery, just the tops of the trees, green, all that. And then we could see the lake far away, and so on. So it was nice and secluded that way. That Baba took us to see this place. Baba said, yes, you can go and, you know, then never mind. You can ask if they want to show us a place, show. If not, never mind. They don't fine you for it, you know. So Baba was in the car. Baba said, I'll wait in the car, you want to go. So we went inside because we were told the renovation. So we were curious to see how they had changed the place and how well it was looking. So we found it was good. Done very well, you know, because Europeans had taken hand and they had painted it and this and that. Very nicely kept and looked quite clean, beautiful. Then we went to the slope. But it's all trees, it's thick forest. So, but there's a pathway through that going a little bit down. And there, Not very down, much down, not like a valley, but this house is up and this is down. So there was a little tiny cottage, one room, I don't know, didn't remember. Anyway, the Baba was there in seclusion. When Baba was 1950 there, before going to the West, Baba was in seclusion. So we want to see that place also, renovation, maybe we see this place, what it looks like also, where Baba was. So we went there, it was very beautifully done, you know. Very lovely. It was supposed to be the dining room for everybody. All the ones who stayed in that big bungalow there, they all came together to eat together in this big dining room, big table. It was very nice and all that, you know, painted and new. And so the person who was showing it to us was very, what would you call him? Polite. Not polite, but there's another word for that, you know. Obliging. So, yes. So he showed us the place. But we didn't go inside the big house. From outside, we saw a nice garden, and the railings painted, and steps all made nice, everything. But when we went down that Baba's, then he said, this is the dining room, and so Madam just read this, like this, and so on. And from that place, there's a tiny terrace, and when you go on the terrace, you can see down in the valley. But over the tops of the trees, you see the valley blue. Like that. So we went, we said, it was very lovely, we've been here, that's why we want to see the place and all that. He was very polite and all that. And when we came out, a little away from this cottage, just like that, a bit like that, just a little bit like that, was a lovely little church built there, would you believe? A church. Mm. So it was so really nice that Baba walked, there the church also was built. So, you better take the picture.
Come on.
Yeah. Now let me talk. Yes, let me talk, because when I'm talking, then it's no use my making a lot of faces, you know. Don't you take that before go to that time. So what I want to say is this. The person said, oh, it's a new church. We like to see inside. But you know, from outside only we like to see, and from outside we bow to see. And so we all the time had mind Baba's waiting, you know. So we were all doing everything fast for us. So anyway, we got the idea of the whole place has changed, made beautiful, because Westerners had taken their hands, you know. So we were very glad that place where Baba had stayed for three times. Three times Baba came to Mamaleshwar. All three times Baba was staying in this Florence hall, that is Aga Khan's bungalow. The last time was modern fitting. Very good. They were bringing in the electric lights. So we were in the room, so they said only electric lights to be brought in, because Baba has to send messages through, I don't know who. I don't know, Adi or somebody, that they would find out. And this Baba, everything is modern fitting, but just electricity. Baba said, we don't want electricity. We were in a hurry to come. Baba said, never mind, electricity. So we used the table lamps and all that, like before. It had not an atmosphere, you know. And Mamaleshwar, you want to go to bed early, what you want to stay that long, you know? Most 10 o'clock is enough. But outside, you know, there are going to be tigers and the bears prowling. You know? No, they don't come till 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Anyway, your windows had bars, you know, all the windows. We were safe inside. You shut your doors and quite safe. So then, what was I saying? I forget. What was I saying?
That was when you went out. The rest of the time you were staying in that house, that you could just see the view?
Yes. Baba was seclusion there at 50, before going to the West with us, you know, Myrtle Beach. But this, this chapel, we saw that, and then we came and told Baba. Baba was happy about it. And then from there further, we went, didn't go home, we went further. It was a nice straight drive, so we went far away, and then it was thick forest, thick all year. Then we came still further and further, and then opened out, how would you say, no trees, open, so you could see the valley and so the other mountain, whatnot. We stopped the car there, and Baba wanted us to sort of, wait there a little bit and so on. And then Baba said, now we go back. So we turned up and we came back home. And that's all. And it's a long story. Very long story, Baba. Baba wanted to change our time for food, you know, eat. Not at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, and then with tea, you have just bread and butter, so in the night, we mustn't cook food for the night, or something like that. I don't remember, but something like that. But that change of thing somehow upset my my health, and something happened to me. Jai Baba. I got upset, you know. And then it was very, not nice at all. Baba Poti, Baba standing, sitting near my bed and all that. It was evening time. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. Jai Baba. And so, it was a long story. At last, and later in the evening, I was feeling giddy, giddy, giddy. Maybe our stomach upset. What happened? So when we came from outside, you know, driving, the sun was in the, some places there was no trees, the sun was hitting backside. And through the car, and there's a small car, it was not a nice car, it was an ordinary car and all that. What happened? And they were hungry, girls, the other girls, and so what, we had brought some sweet things from Pune. Some 8 days old, it was stale, but it was dried, it was nice, it was not bad. But they ate a little piece, so I ate a little piece. It was very funny, I got sick and all that. Anyway, then Baba was sitting in my bedside for a long time. I said, and I couldn't lay my head down. As soon as I put my head down on the pillow, this giddiness came on again. I said, Baba, I can't put my head on the pillow. I like to sit up like this, Baba. And so Baba said, no, I mean, sit up like this. I don't feel sick, no, Baba. And then Baba sat there for a little while. Gavir coming and going, trying to give me some soothing pills. I didn't know what she was doing. Anyway, and Baba was sitting there late. I said, now it's too late, Baba will get tired. Baba, I'm feeling a little bit better now, Baba. You can rest now, Baba. I mean, you rest, and I will rest also. I'm feeling a bit better. Baba said, you sure you feel better? I said, yes, Baba. I want Baba to go to his room and rest. And so Baba went and rested. And then, of course, I felt a bit better and better. And by 10 minutes, I was much, much better. I want to lay my head on the pillow and rest. I was so tired all afternoon, going out, walking here, there, and getting sick, whatever it is. And then at last, I couldn't lay my head on the pillow. I was just sitting up in bed all the time. And at last, I lay down, and in the morning was quite all right, and was myself again. So that kind of a change of diet, what it was, the time changed, and I didn't have the right food, and I ate the sweet thing, and on that I drank water. Bile, you know, bile. And that's all very ill. Never forget. But I was so, this thing, when I got all right next morning.
Did Baba come to your room next morning?
No. I was going around, watching Baba come to Baba did come to our room. That was the only time that he came. Baba couldn't walk, Baba. Baba went from his room to the dining room, just slowly, slowly. We had a nice chair prepared for Baba, that the cushions high, that Baba could reach the table, and took great care that way. Baba had his breakfast, tea, and then came out to the drawing room, that was a very tiny drawing room. We came out, and the front room was a very beautiful room. Whole room, there was oblong like that, and oval-shaped, round and oval-ish. All glassed windows. It was glass, there was no wall. The wall was that high, so when you stood up, you could see all of, not all of Mamlishah, but the scene, the view that was there, you could see the top of the hills, mountains, whatever it was, the valleys and trees. Here, different view, here, different view. Very lovely. So, Baba had all the glass windows shut, and all the glass was, you know, warm, nice. And then Baba used to play, you know, for his correspondence and all that, work, what Baba had to answer letters, and was to be done, how and everything. After that, then, little before eating, Baba, what do you call, game of cards with the mandali. We were always inside, and so on. But our food, we didn't have a cook, so that was very nice. Because then we are not trying to do our own stitching, doing this, somebody was doing that, and what, everybody was doing something. Then you stand out the back, side was very nice. It was a lovely big terrace, very broad, like this. This was like this veranda, it was broad, nice. The railing, it was one story high, as if it was one story high. Because it's a mountain, slopes. And some top, you could see the lake, and see the road far away, you could see people coming, going, and down. And Koyer's hotel was nearby. We couldn't see it, but it was nearby, just a very short walk. I don't think we went there. I don't remember going there. Anyway, once we stayed in Koyar's hotel with Baba, that was 1956 when Baba returned from the West, and Baba wanted to give darshan to the Western people. That darshan Baba gave in 1962, in 56, because Baba had this accident in December, 2nd of December. So Baba wanted to... Baba did not know where he's going to give darshan that time. No means he wanted to find a better place. So he thought Mamlish was near. We were in Satara. From Satara, why is only 20 miles or 22? From there on, then you climb up on the mountain, and that Panchgani comes, and after Panchgani comes Mamlishwar. So Baba thought we go to Mamlishwar and see a place somewhere where the Westerners would be, accommodation and good climate, agreeable for the Westerners. So with Baba, we all girls went. And we saw places and all that. And then one place that was very nice near the valley, nobody was there. The bungalow was empty with big verandas and all that. So on the veranda, we had this big veranda. And this is a short veranda. It was a nice, bigish veranda. So Baba had to walk up and down. Because walk in the outside would too much dust, you know. So Baba walk in the veranda back and forth. Baba said, you look around, see, it's nice scenery. Go in the garden, see, and all that. So we all dispersed in the garden. Somebody said, oh, come here, look at this. The valley from here, and this tree, and that flower, and everything. So we had a little bit walk to work up appetite, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, then we came back a bit hungry, and all. Baba said, no, we have a lunch. So we had a different, like a picnic basket open, and we had food with Baba, and Baba ate. Baba that time was walking, nice it was. So we had a nice time that time, 1956, during July, August, I don't know when it was, October. But we went and stayed at, in the night time, at Koyar's place, in the hotel. And there we stayed till next morning. The next morning we got up and went around looking for a place for the Westerners to stay. So all the houses are separate, far apart, in the forest. You know, it's very lovely forest all around, a house with a garden. Then you go through the forest and then another house far away, the gardens. But the gardeners have to make a better garden, which they could if they want to. But who cares to make a better garden anyway? When the visitors come, you know, the owners of the house come, then they do a little bit more gardening. Anyway, we went to the governor's bungalow, which Koyar knew was empty now because it was no more, the British were no more there, so the house was not used. But there was no stick of furniture, everything was removed. But the house was very big. There's ballroom and I don't know what room, and everything was there. And Baba liked it and all that. But we went round the grounds. There was another little cottage, then another cottage, then another cottage, then another cottage. Also very nice, and the Westerners can stay 2x2, 4x4 also, and they can. It was very convenient, all that. It was a long walk. We got nearly lost in that grounds. It was so nice and big and all that. One place was very lovely. A room beautifully furnished and all English style on the one set of rooms, not in the bungalow, separate, somewhere in the garden, facing the house. Anyway, I don't know what Baba thought, but Baba was thinking about it and all that. And there was water supply, there was tank there, and everything was very convenient. But when we came back home, Baba must have changed his mind. And anyway, Baba gave darshan in Guru Prasad that time. It happened so that we had to go to Pune, and from Pune we went to Guru Prasad. Baba liked Guru Prasad and so on. So the Westerners could stay in the hotels and darshan in Guru Prasad. 1962. Then Baba wanted to give darshan in 1965, but that he couldn't because there was war between Pakistan and India, so Baba stopped it. And that was the last. Baba then did not give darshan. Easterners, darshan Easterners was there in 1965, I think, in summer. The same year in winter, Baba wanted to give darshan in Ahmednagar. So Baba told Sarvas to see places where there are houses which can be let to the Westerners and all. So when going from here, if you see on this hand, when going from here, it is on this hand, more near towards Ahmadnagar. It's not near, inside Ahmadnagar, it's outside. Rows and rows of houses. Those were being built and were completed. So by December they would be completed. So Saraswati Baba, that I've talked with these people, the houses are quite new and separate from other houses as you would like it to be and how the Westerners would like it to be. We can furnish it if they want to. And they, the talk was going on like that. But by that time war broke out, so the darshan was stopped. Other than that house, if you can see, the houses are there. Now they are much used now since 65, it's now 10 years or more, and the bougainvillea is growing and the houses are looking different. And more houses are added on and added on. So there will be, I don't know how many houses there will be. 30, 40, 50, I don't know.
Is that near the Tower of Silence?
Not there. It's near after leaving that place. I think it's after leaving that place it is. Yeah, after you leave that place. After
near the petrol pump.
Yes, somewhere there. Yes, right.
Right after the petrol.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Somebody has a big garden.
Yes. Big garden. All in a row this way. From the road, they go inward to the, in the field. They're not like this way. Towards the field, like this. All in a row, like three rows or four rows. Houses next to each other. Same style. That must be convenient. Nice house, modern fitting and all that. But I still remember, we were told that these houses would be given to Westerners if they came, but then war broke out. It was a pity. But that time what happened would have been, you know, in 62, the ones who came in 62 would have come again. The new ones were not there. So that also must be Baba. I don't know. Anyway, I don't say it, but in 62, Baba gave darshan to the ones who had, who came for darshan in 62, and so on. If you all, the new ones were there, maybe Baba, would have, I don't know what Baba, how he would have, what he would have planned and what he would have. But, so it was a bit late you all came. But it is better later, better late than never, isn't it? What do you do? Anyway, Baba must have seen you, each one, and Baba must have blessed you, each one, like this, from far. Baba can do that also. Baba's grace is so great. Even now he can see you, he may not, you can't see him.
Well, time for lunch.
Yes, come. Yeah, hungry also. Are we feeling hungry? So all the nice talk of the food, what were we talking about?
Yeah,
huh? Oh, Brahman.
Uh-huh, yeah, that was
it's
it.
Really very appetizing, very nice.
That's,
you know,
what started.
They come with a little chutney, a little bit of, what do you call this? Pickle? They look so nice, the pickle, so makes you feel appetite coming. And kushumbar. Kushum is, you know, yogurt. In the yogurt, they cut cucumber. No, wait. What is this? Banana. Banana slices, cucumber slices, and guava. Yes, 5 o'clock. So, anytime you all can leave? Yes. So, we'll be having tea at four upper smores, and do we say, Jai Baba, by now?
Well, would you come for half an hour?
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, then you will take that piece off. Now or when? Oh, they were doing planning with peacock feathers and this tiny bit of hair and tiny lock, you know. Maybe so much respect and revered it. And so you are getting more of hair, so how freely you must take care of dread and not to
do
something that are lost. That's why.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Jai Baba. You were also Mark. I mean, you were born for somebody else. Did you? How many months?
Two would be very
long.
I have one myself.
Horse is probably looking like that because it's supposed to be.
Very faint, very faint.
Do you actually remember the first time you saw her, her family, her mother?
It was when my marriage of my brother was fixed up by Baba with the elder sister of Meramai. That I saw her at close quarters when she came and talked to my father. Naturally, because when this marriage was fixed up, there were some details to be worked out, is this? According to the old days. But you need not bring this, I don't know whether Meramai would like this to come in. Hmm?
She talks about also when that engagement party in Bombay and Nagar.
No, engagement may have taken somewhere else. That also I don't precisely remember. But after the engagement, her mother, Miss Meramai's mother, had come to see my father in this three-storied house in the town, you know. The downstairs she sat and I was sitting there, and I precisely remember that she was talking to work out the details with my father. There were some things which she liked, my father didn't like, my father liked, she didn't like, and they worked it out together. No, not property. Where should the marriage take place? How many people should be dying? I mean, it all eventually amounts to the expense, isn't it?
Did you
buy it?
She paid
for
that
way? She paid her part, my father paid his part.
You don't have any idea how that marriage got fixed up, do you? I mean, did your mother know her before?
No, it was all through Baba. We were not directly in contact with their family. But her mother was used to go to Upasthi Maharaj. My mother may have seen her. But I don't think she least thought of arranging for him this marriage at all. Until Baba came out with it. Baba had his own plans. What I feel is Baba wanted to fix up the elder sister and free her, free the mother of Meramai. Of course, Meramai was to be taken up by Baba and she was made to live. Baba had in mind, of course, he had all pre-planned that Meramai would stay with Baba all the time. And what about the elder sister and the mother? The father had died. And the brother of, that means the uncle, Meramai's mother's brother. His name was also M.S. Irani, doctor, very short man. He was almost deadly against Baba, primarily because there was some property and money owned by Meramai's father. And the mother, naturally after the death of the husband, she wanted to make some will or divide the property among the two daughters and something to be given for charity purposes or some great man in whom, whose contact she came, Babajan and then Upasthi Maharaj and later on Baba. All those plans she may have had in mind. And actually the circumstances when they came in contact, I really do not know. I think Meramai would be able to tell you. If you give me a clue of what Meramai said.
Yeah, she wasn't too much involved because at the time she was staying in Sakori.
She was staying in Sakori.
She didn't even attend the wedding.
Whose wedding?
Franny and Rustin.
She didn't attend
She stayed in Sakori.
I see.
And her mother sort of handled most
of it. Yes, I see. She was much given over to Sakori, her mother. And that was so much disliked and hated by the brother because he didn't want the entire property to go to Upasthi Maharaj and later on Machi to Baba. And he turned against Baba chiefly for this. And the sister was not in a mood to listen to the advice given by the brother. Brother had no say in it at all. Because he had his own life, he had married a woman with whom he separated. I don't find fault with the doctor. I would rather find fault with the woman herself. And he had his own ideas and he called himself a great Zoroastrian. But what a funny Zoroastrian he was all the time. He fought against Supasti Maharaj and Meher Baba. You see, publishing very damning articles against the both, you know. Very, very, damaging.
Were your mother and father happy with the marriage? I mean, the family?
It was all, you see, because it was Baba's wish. And at that time, my mother, who was so devoted to Upasthi Maharaj, also had come under the orbit of love of Meher Baba. And Mera Mai's mother. So that was all fixed up by Baba. And my mother did not feel like objecting. She was not very happy indeed. Because her also mind was so divided at that time between Upasthi Maharaj and Meher Baba, but she was really much drawn to Baba and eventually fully drawn to Baba. And Upasthi Maharaj himself said that Meher Baba is the one. But my mother had seen Mehrwan when he was called Mehrwan at Sakuri, and she was much drawn towards him. Even before Meher Baba, Upasthi Maharaj came out with certain declarations in favor of Meher Baba. She was much drawn to him, but not that way that she would give up Upasthi Maharaj and go to Meher Baba, Mehrwan altogether, which was brought about by Baba himself afterwards. And she willingly did it because Upasthi Maharaj also endorsed everything, and Meher Baba explanations and other things, you see, were of much help to her in that way. Now, there was not much of a rapport, you know, even between Mehrama's mother and my mother. Neither a friendship. It was all done by Baba. Yeah. It was all brought about by Baba.
They
were both devoted to Baba, but different temperaments, came from different stock, came from different places. There's nothing much common in them at all. Now, when Mehrama's elder sister was married to my brother, elder brother Rustam, and Mehrama was taken over by Baba, the problem of mother remained ever. So my mother was naturally kept with her elder sister, that means my brother, in Nasik. She was there. Mm-hmm. I used to visit her so often. And she also observed silence for a number of years. And she was rather troublesome, you know. Very, very difficult temperament.
She was demanding, sort
of? She was not demanding anything. Of course, the whole house. And the running of the whole house, so far the kitchen was concerned, was given in her hand. And she was extraordinarily economic in cooking things. She's very peculiar, you know. It's very difficult to get on with that woman. But I would get on very well. Among the children of... Tumura. Yeah. Jana! She was very difficult to get on with, and among the children of Rustam also, she had her own favorite children. And she would not see with favorable eyes so far food was concerned. And this is between ourselves, I'm telling you. Now see, once she used to cook a certain vegetable. Now, ghee was the thing that we always used. For Behram, who was younger, she was very fond of to Mehrwan, the eldest one, and then Falu, younger than Mehrwan. She would, same vegetables, she would cook in oil and give to them, and in real ghee and give to Behram. And I had once actually to go and fight with her.
What about Mehru?
Didn't much stay under her. Mehru was eventually taken by Baba for just very many years. She was very small and young, and then Nagu was there, all were there. And I was kept in between them all the time. Nasik. And I could get on with the woman well, and I could tell this old lady so many things which others could not, would not. My brother also did. Now, she gave up her own fortune to Baba. And and part of it to the two daughters. The two daughters gave everything to Baba also. Whatever was given to Mehrama's elder sister, my brother's wife, Suprani, that she also gave it to Baba. She didn't keep anything with him. It was, she gave everything, the old woman gave everything, was given. And for small things, she was partial, and because of the mouth being shut and silent and all that, she suffered herself but a very peculiar...
She would write on a slate or something?
Huh?
How would she communicate?
She would write. She would write with her finger, whilst cooking with her finger. She was also very dirty, her finger, their finger. Her hair would go in the food and something, I don't like to say things.
No.
Because an old woman, she was kept here in Mehrabad, the place where this health center is there, in those quarters. She was all right, then she fought with women there and all that. It's a terrible, then she was again transferred to Nasik.
Well, do you remember the time at the very beginning before those women stayed in that post office building that they were kept here and they sold those shirts and everything?
Shirts, I don't remember. They were kept in Faram's room, is entirely in my charge.
Yeah.
Naja was there. I was Naja there, I don't know.
I think just Mera, her mother, and Dali.
Mera, mother, Dali, and...